really clunky insertion of social politics into things, because previous generations of screenwriters
God of the simulator role, the supreme being.
I am not an atheist. I've never been an atheist. I've never.
People are too afraid to
believe that they have control over their own actions.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Joshua.
Hi, I'm Dom.
Hello, this is Robert.
And this is Cloud of Witnesses
on our series, Yes, But.
Awesome. Today, you guys, we're going to be jumping into a video that most of us, in fact, everyone but me, has not seen yet. So we're excited to see this. So here we go. Let me get this queued up for you guys real fast.
Let's do this.
What are some of the tenets of bad modern writing?
The tendency to take an existing property and swap in a female lead who's going to replace the old worn out male lead. The injection of humor into everything. We call it patented Marvel humor because that really took off in the Marvel films and it seems to have slowly infected everything. The really clunky insertion of social politics into things, because previous generations of screenwriters, they knew how to work in social ideas and stuff. That was good. It's good to get people thinking. There's a big difference between that though and just straight up telling them you have to think this particular way, and if you don't, you're a bad person. And it feels like we've gone way down that other road now with movies, where it's just about the writer's got some hang up over something and they're just going to shove that into their storytelling.
Raise your hand if you feel like a movie has preached to you in the past year. I know I have.
I haven't finished any of them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Such a turnoff. Yeah.
It's such a great point. I have started so many Netflix series because I happen to be a junkie. I love that stuff. I'm a sucker for it. And they'll get me with the first episode because it's easy to do a first episode that hooks you. But then without fail, by that second episode, they're introducing their token, homosexual character. They're this, they're that, they're non-binary this. And it's right in your face. It's, it's two guys kissing. It's all this. And I'm just like, why? I just wanted to see a really cool science fiction film.
Batman, the latest version of Batman. And then I made it about 5 minutes in. And then the character who was going to become Catwoman said something very, very close to verbatim, like those white privileged assholes, excuse me. But that was what she said. And I was like, all right. That's how far I made it into that movie, and I just turned it off because it was just so blatant,
I'm agreeing with almost everything. I'm finding a lot of yes, and I'm not finding a lot of but, And it's probably because he didn't really make any claims. He was more just being critical about modern storytelling, but he wasn't saying this is how things should be.
Yeah, my gut reaction is that there's kind of this general dumbing down, like people can't really think for themselves. We need to educate them, come hell or high water. We don't care really what they believe or if they have actually educated opinion or whatnot. We're just going to tell you how it is. And that really is a turn off because you just feel like you're being preached to. And it's like,
I was going to bring up Batman. That's exactly what I was thinking of, that one scene with Catwoman. But I continued watching because I was in theater with my parents and my sister. It was pretty well executed with the usual effects, CGI, decent acting. If you're going to preach to me, tell me the right things. If you're going to preach to me something that's obviously wrong, goodbye.
Interesting.
That's how I am, really. But yeah, just the execution of some of the films and the way that they just force it right in, that's a huge gripe of mine.
I think a lot of us who line up right of the spectrum, our gut reaction is to get tense at those things. The whole social justice things that are popped up in movies and films. But even to what even John said, I think movie executes even the preaching well. It doesn't really bother me that much. I watched the Gangs in New York recently, this last week. And even that movie, even though it's the context is completely different, the characters are completely different, way out of our time. But there's two opposing sides, like one Catholic, one Protestant, in this movie. And both sides preach their own things throughout the film. But it's important that those things, that those ideas or ideologues, or even the tribalism is there in the movie, because that puts the characters in that movie, or at least it puts the necessary tension in that story for the characters to actually grow and develop.
Interesting. I think that, you know, this series is called Yes, But, and Nick, you were kind of, you know, looking for where's the but in this. I would liken this to something like we talked recently about Jordan Peterson, who's giving this great motivational speech. And yet the question becomes, well, motivation for what? Like, what is his North Star, right? Like, what is this orientation that Jordan Peterson's referring to? And I think the same is true of the critical drinker. As much as I like his commentary, and he's putting his finger on why so many modern movies are terrible, his answer is, well, just preach at us less or write better. Whereas I would want to say, as an Orthodox Christian, no, how about we write stories that reflect the truth of the reality of the universe, i.e. that God created this world. He created men and women with particular roles. We are stewards of this earth, and we are called to fulfill those roles, etc. And in there is heroism and courage and loss and sacrifice. And I believe that's where the true romantic, historically speaking, movie shines. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where the critical drinker is probably lacking. So I'd love to get your guys' thoughts and
Yeah, I agree with that. I think one of the problems that, you know, that I really struggle with and why I don't have patience for this kind of thing is because it's following a formula. It's very formulaic. It's like, you know, they lay it all out and you're just like, you know, like a little baby, just, you know, just eating it up, you know? And it's like, no, life is more complex than that. It's not easy. There are shades of gray. Things are not clear. Let's see if we can work this out so that these complexities we can make sense of. But don't feed it to me as if these things are not complex and it is just the way it is and boom, here it is and you eat it. You know, I just don't like it. If it's simple like that, I just don't believe it. Life is not simple.
Yeah, even some Christian movies can be a little cringy to watch because it's so one-dimensional. It's like, and now what we're seeing in mainstream media is more of the left one-dimensional storytelling, right? Mm. And I think the reason why the left and why mainstream media has become so one-dimensional in its storytelling is because no one wants to talk about what truth is. And if you don't have truth, then you don't have character development, then you don't have purpose, right? You can't have any of these things. So what do you have? I love what he said. It was like Marvel, what was it? Marvel comedy-ism or something? Yeah. Where it's just like pointless characters just kind of walking around and telling pointless jokes, right? Stupid, and that, and that's about the only thing you could do is this kind of goldfish joke telling with CGI to kind of spice it up.
Yeah, I agree entirely with the idea that no storytelling is inherently neutral. And so whoever's writing that story is obviously going to be pulling out of his own baggage closet, his own worldview baggage closet, and he's going to be importing his own paradigm and worldview and or religion into the storytelling, just like Tolkien. Tolkien didn't like allegories, but he was kind of forced to write along those lines. So yeah, I believe that a good movie will be able to, if it's going to preach, it'll preach the right things. It will show you the truth of reality. It will reflect reality itself, and it will show people the truth, and at the same time execute it well, to present it well, right messaging, right execution, both at the same time. That's why I'm like, I don't mind being preached to, as long as it's done well, as long as it's the truth, as long as it's, you know, something I can agree with, you know. It's not like these people who are saying, oh, but I don't want to be preached to. Well, you're going to be preached to in one way or another. You're going to be preached to. Like, you're going to be given some kind of you could say a paradigm. You're going to be given some kind of paradigm. You're not going to be given this totally neutral, you know, thing that doesn't really tell you anything. It's going to tell you something about reality.
Sort of brings it down to, for me, and maybe what the but is like, okay, yes, but what is the distinguishing characteristic of a good movie that's not so obviously preaching? The one thing that I would say is it puts the viewer in the hot seat. Mm-hmm. It doesn't put the viewer in this disembodied space to just judge everything. A good story is going to draw you into the conflict, and you're going to feel that internal conflict within yourself. You're going to feel the complexity of that struggle like Robert was talking about. And so it's going to make you look at yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than the what is being offered by the left and in their movies, which is this unearned sense of moral superiority, which is cheap.
Yeah.
It's completely cheap. And it's already presented to you, like you said, Robert, like it's already the formula. All you have to do is accept it. Just accept how bad, how obviously bad these people are. And now you get to be good because you don't have that particular sin. But it's not making the viewer look at their own sin.
There's a difference between art and entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. And art is, art. What you're saying, Joshua, art is, it flows, right? It brings you in. It's kind of just like, and the closest thing, right? It's like when we go to Divine Liturgy at church, like there's a flow to it. There's not just like this formulaic thing that we do. There's a flow that draws into the liturgy. And good art does that, whether it's like a film or visual arts. Like, it's there to tell you a story, and it's there for you to help you internalize what's going on, what's being presented in the art, right? For you to be participatory. Like, I think art is an example of synergy between God and man, whatever that art may be. But a good art, or just good art in general, like I said, is participatory. It brings you in. You're supposed to get something out of it, right? You're supposed to learn something, and like what you guys have been talking about. I think most importantly, you're supposed to learn about yourself, you know, through this process as well, because you're stepping in the shoes. It's basically a spiritual journey that they're allowing others to go through, this prism of a movie or visual art or literature, you know. So.
Yeah, I think there's a role for preaching, but preaching, you know, it's very one-sided, isn't it? It's like one person downloading information, if you will, right? And the recipients just are merely that, just recipients. And I think that's a real, you know, there's a place for that, don't get me wrong, but I think the, you know, its usefulness is limited, I think. And I think we're all object to watching a movie and you're feeling like you're, you know, you're sitting in a pew in church, you know, and all you're doing is just listening and you can't really do anything and you're not engaged.
100%. You guys, fantastic conversation thus far. I really appreciate all of your input. I want to draw your attention to a couple of examples, two in juxtaposition. I think all of us here have had the great pleasure to see the movie Man of God. And those of you that are watching this video right now, if you have not seen the movie Man of God, I think all of us would say, please go watch it right after this video. It's a wonderful film. It's a Christian film telling the story of the life of Saint Nectarios, who is in many ways is a modern day, if you will, saint. And what's amazing about that story is that you have preaching insofar as his life preaches Christ, right? Mm-hmm. The director doesn't have to preach. The writer, who happens to be the same person as the director, didn't have to write it to say, oh, we're going to preach this and we're going to convince the audience of this. She just had to tell the story of Saint Nectarios. And that story is what presents the message in such a beautiful way. And to contrast that with, maybe you guys have heard of, they are about to release the new Snow White. Have you guys heard of this? The new live action Snow White film. It stars an actress named Rachel Zegler, who is evidently like a Latina. And there was all kinds of controversy around this film because they got rid of the seven dwarves because, of course, you know, that's not cool anymore. And they replaced it with, you know, some men and women and some non-binary people. And it's just kind of off the rails. And the Rachel Zegler, you know, she has said a number of things that got her in a lot of trouble. And so they've postponed the movie from 2023 to 2024, now to 2025. My point is that to me, that encapsulates modern movies, what the critical drinker is talking about. And that is, they don't want to tell a good story. They want you to see a Latina as Snow White. They want you to see non-binary dwarves or magical creatures. They don't want the story to be about love and romance. They want it to be about her seeking the power, you know, the woman boss that she knows she can be, because we all think of women bosses when we think of Snow White, right? So I just wanted to bring those two movies to our attention and get your guys' thoughts.
My first thought is what Peugeot refers to as parasitic storytelling. Mm. And why I think that's a perfect descriptor for what's happening with Snow White is they're not interested in the Snow White story.
Mm.
They're just using that name to get attention and then telling the story they want to tell.
Interesting. Mm.
So there's nothing actually creative about it. And if they were being honest, they would just tell the story they want to tell, which would have nothing to do with Snow White. The problem is no one would care.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well put.
No one would care. And so they have to take somebody else's creativity, right? And become parasitic upon that. Mm-hmm. And then just to say conversely with Man of God, yeah, it preaches without preaching. And I mean, it's just so amazing when you watch somebody like that, because it's not overdone. It's not overstated at all. His demeanor throughout the whole movie, I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I've never had a movie convict me so subtly without trying to tell me that I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, whether it's life or it's storytelling, exactly what you're saying, Joshua, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. Right? Walk the walk. Walk in the walk. The proof is in the pudding.
I guess the older you get and the more aware you are of the implications of art and creativity and films, the more realistic films become a lot more interesting than the purely fantastical fictional works.
The more I think about this subject, the more I think that this is not simply a message to movie makers, but it's a message to all of us that we should stop trading in stereotypes. We should stop trading in playing tropes, playing on people's feelings, that, you know. And I also think we should stop with the oversimplification, you know, whether you're left, right, I don't care. We got to stop with this stuff because it is not helpful. It's a figment of our imagination, and we're not furthering dialogue. We're only making enemies, and we're not getting any further in understanding what is truly behind these things and how we can further working together.
When you start to become introspective by just watching a film, like, you know, that's a good film. It's harder, more in the culture where people are just want to be entertained for the sake of entertainment.
You know, I think that good art brings people together, right? It draws people together. Whereas the modern day films seem to be, as Robert was saying, dividing us, right? And to me, if something's dividing us, it's straight from the devil, right? It's up to demons. All right, you guys, this has been Cloud of Witnesses Radio. Yes, but thank you so much for watching this long. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.